Welcome to the Lost American podcast number 16. You know, today I've got something a little bit special. Hey, I've got someone else with me. It's not just me anymore. It's, you know, someone else. But before we introduce this individual, I want to talk to you about something that just happened yesterday. This was, what is today? I don't even know what today's date is. Today is the 10th. July the 10th, Wednesday. And this happened, July the 9th. This happened in Wisconsin. And yes, it has to do with the police again. This is a thing I guess once you realize, or once you get into your mind that you have just as many rights as a law enforcement official, then it kind of gives you a sense of strength, confidence. You don't need to answer all of these questions. Why? And as a matter of fact, it's a good idea not to answer any questions. The reason they ask questions is so they can try to get you for anything at all. And this video, and thank goodness people are doing this. There are so many videos out there. I think it's been said time and time again that the video is the new gun. And I wish more and more people would do that, would use it. But this is a traffic stop. Happened in Wisconsin. A man going to work with his child in the back seat of the car, wearing a helmet, because apparently she was riding a bike, or she's on her way to her babysitter. I guess the bike is in the car or something like that. And this person was stopped for, I think it's for not wearing a seatbelt, which is ridiculous to begin with. I mean, that idea is ridiculous to begin with, but I'm sure we'll get that involved in that conversation with the special guest here. But I'd like to play for you a little bit of this video so you can hear exactly what transpired during this stop of this dangerous criminal.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Is everything okay?
Hey, how are you? It's good. Were you riding your bike?
Oh, listen to how sweet that officer sounds.
Did you have fun?
Oh, that's so nice.
I see you're wearing your helmet.
Even though he goes out and shoots a dog.
What's that?
She's on her way to the babysitter. I'm on my way to work.
Okay, where's that at?
In Sun Prairie.
In Sun Prairie?
Yeah.
Okay, what time you gotta be at work?
5.
At 5? Okay. Where's work at?
Sun Prairie.
Where at?
Sun Prairie.
Yeah, I know. That's the city.
What's with the questions? I don't understand.
Okay.
You know, I mean, what's going on here? Pull me over for a seatbelt, and now you're asking me questions. What is this?
What is this? You pull me over for a seatbelt, and now you're asking me all these questions. I mean, is this guy going a little bit too far? The driver of the car? By asking the officer a question? What the hell is this? You pull me over for a seatbelt. If you feel like you need to do it, then just give me a ticket and let me be on my way. And the officer keeps probing and probing. Where are you going? I'm going to work. Where's that? And then he tells him, well, where's that? He tells him again. But he wants more specific information. Anything that he could use to, use in a court of law.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't think that's quite, I think you're jumping to a conclusion.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to introduce the guest now. He just, a little bit riled up here.
Well, of course I'm riled up. I don't know what you're talking about. The officer's trying to just do his job here. He's just trying to do his job. And this man needs to abide by these questions that the officer asked him. I mean, how else can the officer do his job if everyone can just say, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is that whatever whatever question the officer asks, then I guess I am required to answer it, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. You need to answer the question. Otherwise, the officer can't do his job.
Okay. And what about if the officer asks me to get out of the car and, touch my toes?
Well, then I'm sure he has a good reason for it.
I see.
You know, you guys just think that the police officers are out there to get you. That they're all just out there to get
you. Okay, can you stand back a little bit from your microphone? Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, actually, that is their job. Their job is out to get you.
No. Their job is out to get the lawbreakers. They're out there to get lawbreakers.
Oh, I see. Okay, so their only purpose is to get the people who are breaking the law, correct?
Well, of course that's correct. That's what they do.
And this man, this man apparently who was breaking the law because he was driving without his seatbelt on, correct?
Yes, that's correct. He was driving without a seatbelt on. He was breaking the law. And these laws, mind you, these laws are just not just some, stupid things out there. People agree on these. Society, the people who live in a certain area, they all agree on these laws. That's what makes a society. It's groups of people coming together who have the same beliefs.
Uh-huh. And the people who live in these societies, they get to, vote on these laws? I mean, they get to vote?
Well, of course they get to vote.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen and see what this, what transpires here at this, traffic stop.
You mean the lawbreaker?
Yeah, I mean the guy who drove without his seatbelt.
The lawbreaker!
Yeah, okay.
What is this?
Okay. Well, I'm allowed to ask you the questions.
I know. I don't have to answer them.
I'm the backup officer here. I'm Sergeant Brown with the State Patrol K-9 Unit. Okay? I'm going to be deploying my narcotics K-9 around your vehicle during the traffic stop.
All right.
And since you're being detained here, that's something that I'm allowed to do.
Detained?
Okay? What's in the safe?
Ha! See? You see? You see? You see? This man obviously is a drug runner. And now, because he thinks he's above the law, that he doesn't have to answer these questions from the police officer. He thinks he's above the law, and he thinks he's going to get away with it. But this officer, there's a good reason for him to pull this man over. We don't know the situation. Maybe this officer has watched him drive back and forth in a certain route, like a drug route. And so they pulled him over. And now they're going to search his car for drugs, which, is highly, it's okay in my book. If the man has drugs in there, we have to know about it.
Have you ever been stopped by a police officer?
Well, of course I have.
Uh-huh. Do you remember why you were stopped?
I'm not really sure. I think I was driving a little bit too fast.
Okay. And so the police officer stopped you, and he came up and asked you...
Yeah, he asked me for, the normal things. And I followed his instructions. And after 10 minutes, I was free to go.
Uh-huh. So you basically just signed the ticket that he gave you and that's it.
Well, of course, I was breaking the law. I was breaking the law.
And those who break the law deserve to be, punished, correct?
Well, yes, of course, that's correct.
People like, Rosa Parks, the woman who sat in the front of a white section-only bus. She was breaking the law, correct?
Well, yes.
And so she deserved to, she was breaking the law, correct?
Yes, she was breaking the law.
Okay. And no matter what law it is,
like I said, the people who live in that area, they determine what the laws are.
I see. So basically, like the people living in 1930s Germany, I guess they all agreed with laws that, people who were, let's say, just not up to par mentally, that they should be, sterilized, and that people who were handicapped should not be allowed to reproduce, and of course the gypsies and the homosexuals and the Jewish people, all of them, because it was a law, and I guess The people voted on that law? Is that correct? I mean, that's what you're saying,
now,
correct?
Now, wait a minute. No, you're going a little bit too far. 1930s Germany was not a democracy. 1930s Germany was a totalitarianship. This was a wacko, crazy guy, and he was the one who was making the rules. So I don't think the people in Germany had even they weren't even allowed to vote against something like that.
I see, but yet I guess it was a law at that time, even if they weren't able to vote on it, it was a law that said, if you know of one of these, you know, people, handicapped or mentally challenged or Jewish or homosexuals, that it was a law that you had to turn these people in.
Yeah.
Okay, and so if you did not turn these people in, you were breaking the law, correct?
Well, of course, yes. Yes to that law, yes you were.
Okay, so then I guess it was my responsibility to follow that law no matter how immoral I found it to be.
Well, you can't choose which laws you're going to obey and which ones you're not.
Oh, I can't.
Of course not.
Huh. So then I guess, you know, if I was living back in that time and I knew my neighbor was housing a Jewish family who was hiding because they knew that if they were caught, they would go to a concentration camp, that it was my responsibility to turn those people in, correct?
Well, yes, that was the law.
I see. Let's see if this gentleman, how far he followed the law.
It's empty.
It's empty?
Yeah, there's no drugs here.
Okay. What was in the safe? Is that...
It's completely empty. There's nothing in it.
Okay. Do you mind opening it for me, or...?
Sure. It's not a safe, either. It's just a lockbox. There's a receipt in it.
Please say a command.
But it's not, like, methadone or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Because I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but we see that quite a bit, and they're coming from the clinic.
Okay, I would just like to interject here. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is a typical tactic that police officers do. They will say things like, now you might not realize it, but we have had a lot of crime in this area, and that's the reason why I stopped you. This is an excuse that they give for stopping an individual on their way to work or whatever happens to be.
Well, they're justified for doing that.
So then you're telling me that just because there has been a break-in in this perhaps neighborhood in the last month or whatnot, or that they're justified for stopping everybody just who happens to be going through that neighborhood? Just because one thing happened or a few things happened, that they're justified for stopping anybody? I thought this country was innocent until proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty.
What? What are you looking at me for?
Well, I'm just curious if you have anything to say about that. I mean, shouldn't they have some kind of evidence pointing directly to you and not just, well, you are in a neighborhood that has had some crime in the past and that is why we stopped you?
Well, how are they supposed to know that I'm not a criminal if they don't ask me first?
Well, maybe they should do police work and actually, detect instead of just randomly pulling everyone off the side?
Well, they don't have the resources for that.
I see. Okay. All right, let's continue.
I'm going to step out of the vehicle for me, sir.
Why?
Because I'm asking you to. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
He didn't hit on the car.
Yes, it did. Please step out of the vehicle, sir.
Oh, there's no drugs in there, so... Him alerting the dog to hit on the car.
Okay, keep him in my pocket.
Put him in the phone. Right there.
All right.
So basically, this is how this story ends. A man is taken out of the car because they claim the dog hit on the car, which we all know these dogs do not just hit on the scent of drugs. In fact, it's been proven time and time again that these dogs miss all the time. What they hit on are the commands given by their owners, by their trainers, by their handlers. A simple hand movement will make the dog quote-unquote hit on a car. So the man was taken out of his car, put in handcuffs, the car was searched, all the while his little girl is in the backseat watching her father being handcuffed by the police officers. It's a wonderful message we send our young children, no?
I think it's a great message. It's a great message. It's telling children that if you try to break the law, you're going to get caught. And this is what's going to happen to you. You need to listen and obey what the officer tells you to do.
Obey?
You're only out there, like the man said, to try to protect people.
Listen, even if you do obey what the officers tell you to do, a lot of times people end up getting shot.
Oh, they do not. Police officers don't just go around shooting people.
No?
Video surfaced today in the shooting death of a young man New Year's Day at an East Bay BART station by a BART police officer.
A King County man is shot multiple times in his bed.
Nation in the police shooting of a Chase suspect. That suspect was killed after being shot at more than 36 times.
The family dog was shot and killed, and the moments later, the unarmed victim was shot too.
Saying video and audio the DA has obtained show police should be indicted for the fatal shooting of their father.
Now filed against an Everett police officer. Prosecutors allege that the officer shot and killed a DUI suspect on purpose while on duty.
What? What? Just a few.
Yeah. Just a few. Until it's you.